This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two U.S. Senate committees issued a joint report Tuesday detailing a number of intelligence and security failures ahead of and during the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The report called the attack on a Capitol building an attack on democracy, said that those responsible for protecting the building complex were not prepared for a large-scale attack despite it, and said being aware of the potential for violence targeting the Capitol. The U.S. Senate Homeland Security and Rules Committees launched their bipartisan investigation in February, hearing testimony from the heads of the U.S. Capitol Police and other law enforcement agencies, as well as current and former officials from the Defense Department and Department of Homeland Security. The committee said they also reviewed thousands of documents and received written statements from 50 U.S. Capitol Police officers. The report went on to say that the intelligence community failed to properly analyze, assess, and disseminate to law enforcement the potential for violence that day. The attack came as lawmakers inside the Capitol were meeting to certify President Joe Biden's election victory. Supporters of former President Donald Trump violently broke through security lines and stormed to the Capitol building. Members of Congress rushed to safety, returning hours later to finish their work. The U.S. Senate has overwhelmingly approved legislation aiming to boost semiconductor production in the U.S. The bill is a bid to protect economic and national security in the face of growing international competition, most notably from China. The centerpiece of the bill is a $50 billion emergency allotment to the Commerce Department to stand up semiconductor development and manufacturing through research and incentive programs previously authorized by Congress. More VOA News.